is, you know, personalities come and go. It's doctrine that survives. And what will come next is a question before the church.
The Vatican released the Pope's will and also stated he wants his funeral to reflect his humble life. Following the Pope's public funeral, cardinals will convene to choose his successor. President Trump today ordering flags be lowered to half staff in his honor. The president will also attend the Pope's funeral. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
With all the rain and fast-melting snow, rivers are rapidly rising. Over half of all flood-related drownings happen when a vehicle is driven into floodwater. The next highest death statistic related to drowning in floodwaters is people walking into or near flooded areas. It is very easy to underestimate the force and the power of water. Stay out of floodwaters. Turn around. Don't drown. Today, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., there's a faux stained glass for youth class over at the Fields Public Library. This is hosted by Jen from Ucreate Studio and is open to all children ages 7 to 18, where they get to learn how to paint a faux stained glass plexiglass piece. Once again, this is taking place today from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Town halls have been a point of contention. When Republicans have held them over the last few months, they're often met with boos and protesters. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Town halls have been a point of contention for months now. Republicans have held them all over the country and here in Wisconsin, and when they do, they've been met with boos and protesters. Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District claims these aren't his constituents. He says they're paid agitators. The leader of congressional campaigns at the Republican Party has told GOP legislators to stop hosting them in the first place. There's even a Wisconsin nonprofit stepping in to give people a platform to demand town halls from their lawmakers. Democrat Mark Pocan held a town hall in Monroe Wednesday night. He says it's the largest crowd he's ever had. Hundreds of people were there. They were asking about the decisions of the Trump administration and demanding Democrats do more. Pocan said being in your district in person is a basic part of the job.
Not even the 101 of your job, like the basic level of your job is going to Washington and representing the values of your constituents and then explaining Washington back home. Those are the two things that every member should have to do. And if you don't have town halls, you're kind of missing out on that big part of getting the input from your constituents. Because I know a lot of people do telephone town halls. I did a few during COVID, but they're kind of BS.
Pocan says he's also been asked to speak at town halls in other states, but he's focusing on his district first. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning. Both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that. Like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. That's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. Battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the low 40s. With the wintry mix winding down, we'll be partly cloudy tonight, falling below freezing to the upper 20s. And tomorrow, more chances of flurries in the morning, flipping to rain in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39. 98Q Country.
Still better love me, and I can be late for a date, that's fine, but you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right.
that when last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, mmm, I like it like that, yeah. But if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
That's Shania Twain here on 98Q with Any Man of Mine in the middle of five in a row at the start of the 4 o'clock hour. That means K&B Refrigeration is at work yet again, and they're always at work filling your major brand appliance needs at your budget. That's K&B Refrigeration. You can find them in Medford, or just head down to Phillips, head on over to Ken's Carpet Center. That's their appliance outlet. That's where we browsed ovens, where we worked with Ken to get it all sorted on behalf of K&B Refrigeration. And what an awesome process. Smooth from front to back, and a beautiful oven too. I still don't know why we picked the white one. We had black and silver and white, and there is a reason we picked the white one, but it certainly wasn't because it would look cleaner. Make sure, take your time. Ken will help you decide which one is right for you, and K&B Refrigeration will fill the need at your budget. Russell Dickerson up next here on 98Q with yours. Full football in the 4 o'clock hour, coming up after four more country songs.
I was a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was one in 100 billion, a burnout star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The
best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. I was a worn out set of shoes, wandering the city street. Another face in the crowd, head looking down, lost in the sound of a lonely melody. Empty pockets and a roulette, always landing on a lost bet. Just live for the spin and hope for the win. Go all in just to lose again. But I came to life when I first kissed you. In a bottle, never got the chance to touch the sea.
To the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I'm starting to
pulse and my heart still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. 'Cause there's guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good. Soundtrack. The old me doesn't know how to feel about that. Am I okay? I think I'm okay.
Rascal Flatts.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock.
It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Alabama on the back end of five in a row with I'm in a Hurry, following Megan Maroney and Carrie Underwood, as well as a couple others of your favorites here early after 4 o'clock. The Kirk Cousins era in Atlanta is the subject of our first half of the Football Hour today. No matter what the team might say publicly, it sure seems like that relationship is headed for an early exit, because behind the scenes, sources have been saying that, in fact, the team has been engaging in trade talks, but that they're asking a steep price for any interested teams kicking the tires on Kirk Cousins. Basically, the big demand: take on $20 million of the $45 he's guaranteed left on his contract. And yes, as you might expect, that number has been a deal breaker so far for teams like the Vikings and the Steelers, who have both been mentioned, though each is reportedly only willing to eat around $10 million, half of the total necessary. The Falcons are keeping flexible, though. They've got options on the table. More money taken on, lower draft pick compensation. Less money, more picks. So there's a clear formula to success here. It's just a matter of whether anybody agrees on the final price tag. And of course, that all comes down to how bad a team needs a quarterback. So questions become relevant, like how many teams need quarterbacks and how many quarterbacks are available. Right now, those answers are pretty close together, but that could change pretty quickly once injuries stack up after the beginning of the season. What is becoming clear is that both sides know the long-term fit isn't there between the Falcons and Cousins himself, especially after Atlanta drafted Michael Penix Jr. in last year's first round. Cousins had signed a four-year, $180 million deal, threw for 3,500 yards last season, but now is in a bit of a strange spot. Technically, he's on paper as the starter for now, but possibly on the move before the year's up, and I don't think anybody expects him to actually be the starter. Atlanta's also got issues on defense, too. No player with seven or more sacks in the last five straight seasons. That's an NFL worst since sacks became an official stat back in 1982. And with only five draft picks this year, they're expected to tailor their picks to their needs. Maybe a pass rusher at 15 overall, or maybe they trade back to pick up some extra ammo. One thing is for sure, big decisions are coming for Atlanta, and we're kind of on the cusp of whether they're on a rebuild or not. They're not really right now. Technically, they're still more in win-now mode, but they haven't been winning now, and I'm going to say if they don't get at least eight or nine wins, let's call it nine wins, keep above 500 this year, I'll officially call it a rebuild in Atlanta. That's the first of two football breaks this hour. Let's get back to the music. More football after this. Check out the weather. Word from sponsors. We're 98Q.
98Q Country.
Racing returns to The Rock. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500, they come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platforms.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver.
and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
After 21 years, the NASCAR Xfinity Series returns to Rockingham Speedway for Saturday's North Carolina Education Lottery 250. Jesse Love and his Richard Childress Racing team took the checkered flag, but was later disqualified from the win following post-race tech, as his car was found to have a rear suspension violation. The win was awarded to Junior Motorsports driver Sammy Smith, his third career win and first since Talladega last fall. On Friday, the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series returned to Rockingham for the first time since 2013. Tyler Ankrum saved just enough fuel to get to the checkered flag for his first win since 2019. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service. Located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. Blue Value Securities and Investment Advisory Services offered through Safe Well Bank. Member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Well is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Well.
Looking to build or remodel? Ronner's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Spruce up inside with Holman Lindsay paint and protect your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their knowledgeable staff is ready to help turn your building dreams into reality. Visit Ron Ernst Lumber today, a family-owned business proudly serving the community since 1971. Get started now with a team that knows building from the ground up.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
We have some exciting new events going on at Wheelway in Fifield, and Pete, nice enough to join us. Hey, we have an exciting month of, I tell you what, March was so much fun with that cash grab. But we've got some really good stuff coming up. We're going to team up with Catkins, I understand, here in the month of April, right?
Absolutely. A lot of good things happening for the month of April. We're going to team up with Catkins. We're going to be a drop-off site. If there's any pet food that you have or any supplies, come on down. We have a tub there right when you open the door. You can put all your stuff right there.
And a donation will be made from every vehicle purchased in the month of April. And we have a little rotating Viv the dog discount going on this month too, right?
Well, not the live dog, Viv, okay? But we have a stuffed animal that looks like Viv. Annie, make sure you're driving a lot to see exactly where Viv's at, you get $500 off the purchase of that vehicle.
All right. If Viv is in the car, you get $500 off. Great low-mileage vehicles. The lot is jam-packed there with whatever vehicle they're looking for, from the smallest to the big truck, right, Pete?
Joel, we don't have a better selection than right now. Three-quarter tons, half tons, minivans, SUVs, cars. Right now, spring is coming up. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com and make sure you take advantage of these great savings. Every vehicle is priced to sell. Give us a call, 762-2467, and I'm going to 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. And Joel, give to a great organization of Kankins for the month of April.
Battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the low 40s. With the wintry mix winding down, we'll be partly cloudy tonight, falling below freezing to the upper 20s. And tomorrow, more chances of flurries in the morning, flipping to rain in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You'll be trying to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots. One bad habit, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Gonna be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days, and the way I would lay wasting day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, find shelter in me. If there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. I'd give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind, and I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough, once you hold on to me. When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind.
Keep me in mind.
And I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
by my mind these days. Like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Is it your eyes? Is it your smile? All I know is that you're driving me wild. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. Mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in.
Country.
You're all alone at a party. You wanna dance with somebody, but you ain't got a clue how to ask. You and your girl had a fight, and now she's saying goodbye. She ran upstairs and packed her bags. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Gotta listen to me, but all I'm saying, ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. From the moment that it hits your lips, makes those clouds look a little less gray. Oh, you could be lonely, or heartbroken, or hungover from the night before. Smile real quick. There ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. You're on a lake and you're fishing. It's hot and all that you're getting is a little nibble here and there. You're sitting watching your team losing that championship ring, and you're feeling like life ain't fair. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. Stressed about your work situation. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. From the moment
be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta save it for no special occasion. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. No, from the moment that it hits your lips, makes those clouds look a little less gray.
Thomas Rhett, Beer Can't Fix, and what do you know, it's halfway through a six-pack, six songs right in a row with only me to interrupt. This one started with Zach Brown Band and Diamond Rio. We'll keep it going with Toby Keith up next, then Blake Shelton and James Otto. Then we'll look at the list of Packers and Badgers and other notable individuals whose names you'll know who are making pick announcements this Thursday. I think this is going to be the most entertaining draft for a Wisconsin native by far. As in, like, you might actually care about the first round of this draft. I'll highlight some of the names you can expect to see if you tune in on Thursday. Three more songs, though, starting with Toby Keith. Wish I Didn't Know Now.
I never ask you where you're going. I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you would ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know. I've always said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true. I just don't want to know how it ends. You still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah. Somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Ah, you still have my heart in the palm of your hand. Like a fool in front of your friend. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
It's the country you want.
You love.
It's
Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back, or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl, no. It's funny watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only to you, and I don't blame them that they're hypnotized. They keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl, the guy that don't know how he got her, but he ain't never gonna let her, never gonna let her go. To know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me, oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl.
Honey, call them, tell them you won't be in today. Baby, there ain't nothing at the office so important it can't wait. I'm thankful for the weekend, but 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl, I just got started loving you. What's the point in fighting what we're feeling? We both know we'll never win. Ain't this what we're missing? Let's just stop all this resisting and give in. Let me wrap my arms around you. You know you don't wanna leave this room. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you. What can I say? I've never felt this way, girl. You're like a dream come true. After all the love we've made, it sure let this moment end so soon. So won't you lay back down beside me, girl, just like I know you want to.
trust me when I tell you, darling girl, I just got started loving you. But 2 days in heaven just ain't gonna do. This is gonna take forever, darling girl. I just got started loving you. Come back and let me hold you, darling girl. I just got started loving you.
James Otto here on 98Q, just got started loving you, following up a guy with a girl. Blake Shelton and James there finishing off that six-pack in the middle of the 4 o'clock hour. So I mentioned earlier that I think this Thursday might be the single most interesting day of NFL draft television, at least that I can remember. I haven't been paying attention to football since long after last time the draft was in Green Bay, so I was pleasantly surprised when I saw the list of names who will be announcing picks this year. And it's tough to say who's going to announce what, because we don't know how many picks each team will have, with trades being possible and such. That said, we do have a list of the names who are slated to announce picks. It's just that I don't think they'll know until right before they're called that it's their turn or who they're calling it for. Maybe round one pick 13 is already, you know, we know who's going to make that call, but we don't know what team that's going to be. So it's kind of tough to match them up. That said, if I look at this list of people who are announcing picks, what I've got here is a list of what NFL team that person is affiliated with, who they are, of course, what college they went to, and finally their year, the year and round in which they were drafted. And there's actually, I mean, given that the draft is in Wisconsin, it's no surprise that a lot of these are Wisconsin players, former Badgers, and a lot of Packers, including a couple NFL Hall of Famers. Badgers, for example, include players like Tim Crumrie for the Bengals, Joe Thomas for the Browns, Travis Frederick for the Cowboys, Monty Ball for the Broncos, Owen Daniels for the Texans, Jonathan Taylor for the Colts. We've got Alec Ingold for the Dolphins, Stu Voigt for the Vikings, James White for the Patriots, Ryan Ramczyk for the Saints. And then Packers players, Mason Crosby, Amon Green, James Jones, Clay Matthews, Jordy Nelson, and NFL Hall of Famers Jerry Kramer and Dave Robinson. Bo Allen is also there for the Eagles, and Lee Evans for the Buffalo Bills from Wisconsin. So, yeah, huge list of names that you will likely recognize or at least be more familiar with, especially if you follow the Badgers even half closely. If indeed you do and you've been following the Badgers for about the last 10-15 years or so, between that and some Packers fandom, it's going to be a parade of cool names to see up there on the stage. That, to me, I think adds the missing element that would make the draft more interesting. Yeah, make it more relevant to me, but only 3%, you know, one out of every 32 picks or so, so roughly 3% of picks are about the team I care about. Hey, if you made it so that all the Vikings picks were made by James Jones, I'd watch it all the time. I would hate to watch James Jones talk so much Viking football, but, I mean, spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, right? So check it out on Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Round one is on Thursday, 2 and 3 on Friday, 4 through 7 on Saturday. And a lot of Packers, a lot of Badgers making those picks. Remember, though, Saturday, that's kind of midday. They start earlier on that one, kind of a let's get this over with sort of mode. It's Saturday. Let's get home early. I wish it were Saturday because It's Monday, and hey, maybe you still have a chance to get home early. Can you sneak out before 5 o'clock? If you do, you'll catch top-of-the-hour news, sports, and weather from your car every hour on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
This is a paid sponsorship, not an endorsement by this program or station. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplane.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Messaging data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt-out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
If you've thought about trying Ozempic, Wegovy, or other GLP-1 medications, you probably know that they can be expensive and hard to get access to. But not anymore. There's this great company called Zelthy. They're 100% online, and if you qualify, their prescribers can prescribe medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive. That's right, no long way to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Everything is shipped right to your door. Zelthy can also provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. This is a great time to see if you qualify for GLP-1 medications with Zelthy, and all you have to do to get started is send them a text. Just text CARE to 200-300. Don't wait. Text right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text the word CARE to 200-300. That's CARE to 200-300. CARE to 200-300.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Pope Francis, who battled pneumonia for the past few months, died today. The Vatican released his death certificate showing the 88-year-old suffered a cerebral stroke. ABC's Terry Moran has more on his life.
All those unforgettable moments of Pope Francis, the way that he went to a war zone, that he brought refugees back to his own house in Rome, and all those gestures, that's really his legacy, not hammered out in writing in church doctrine, but in the witness that he bore with his own personal example. The question is, personalities come and go. It's doctrine that survives. And what will come next is a question before the church.
The Vatican released the Pope's will and also stated he wants his funeral to reflect his humble life. Following the Pope's public funeral, cardinals will convene to choose his successor. President Trump today ordering flags be lowered to half staff in his honor. The president will also attend the Pope's funeral. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new